It's time to get local and shine the spotlight on someone in our community. Welcome to Stateline Business First with Dean Urban on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dean Urban. He's Eric Jackson. EJ, man, I got to tell you, tonight we've hit the lotto. I'm telling you the truth. This is like the coolest thing ever. And I will tell everybody, our special guest here in studio, Ken Reamer, who is also known as the Stuntman. I cannot wait to talk to this man, some of the cool stuff he's done. The World Championship Ice Racing Series coming here tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, some of the stuff these people do, okay, I got to be honest, I don't understand it. Danger and me, we kind of go separate ways. Not with Ken. And I do want to introduce my guest. Ken, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
My goodness gracious. Okay. You're a stuntman. You're a fireman. You were also, you got into this series. Ken, how did you become the promoter of it? I'm just, you do a lot of different things.
Yeah. So basically what happened is, you know, I was snowcrossing for many years and got out of snowcross because of a few bad injuries. And got out of racing completely for about 2 years and decided I didn't want to quit racing at the age of, you know, 30, whatever I was. I wanted to keep racing something. So I wanted to get into ice racing. So a local dealership, A-plus Power Sports, they had helped me, you know, get into a quad at the time and plowed a track out in front of the house. And I started riding on the ice and decided I wanted to go ice racing. And so at the time, you know, the weather in Wisconsin, you know, this time of year, you know, I live in Burlington, Wisconsin, not far from here.
Yeah.
Half the races were getting canceled because of the weather. You know, it's just weather dependent. So I looked up and I found this indoor ice racing series. I'm like, this seems crazy, but fun, you know. No matter what the weather is, we're racing, right? Because the ice is going to be perfect inside. And so we went to racing with the Densfords, with the World Championship Ice Racing Series.
Now, if people don't know, it's like four-wheelers, correct?
Yep, you guys. Yeah, what we got is flat-track four-wheelers, like we race in the dirt all summer long.
Okay.
And we call it manufacturer cup bikes. So what it is pro flat-track bikes. And bring them off the dirt and bring all the top guys all around the United States together to do this series in the off-season.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You talked about injuries. What keeps you going, you know, and is it the thrill of the race, or what is it? Okay, I'd get hurt once, I'd be done. But I'm serious. I'm just amazed that you've had injuries. You've done a lot of different things. You've been in movies, by the way.
Yes,
you're
sir.
The first movie star I've ever met in my whole life. This is so cool. I'm telling you, he was in The Dark Knight, Superman, Man of Steel. He works on the TV series Chicago Fire. I'm talking to a celebrity, Eric. I'm telling you I am right now.
I don't know
Are
about that.
But no, let me do that. I'm telling you, it's a celebrity. And I've never been this close to a celebrity. My palms are sweating, Eric. And you know, good-looking guy. It's nothing. I don't go that way. But at least, you know what? I got to tell you the truth. I mean, this guy has got it all working on. You brought your model wife. Very nice. Thank you. Nice touch. So, again, tell me about some of the injuries. I think that was my question.
Yeah, so, you know, people ask about the injuries with indoor ice racing. Indoor ice racing, so the injuries are far and few between, but when they do happen, they're bad. You know, you can break bones. You do get tore up by the screws if you get thrown off the
floor. Are there screws in the
tires? Yep, there's screws in the tires. So it's like having chainsaws for tires, right? So in the quads, there's about 1,200 screws in the tires. In the motorcycles, there's about 1,000 screws. So if you do get run over or you do get hit, it's not a good situation, you know. We wear all the possible protective gear we can, but in any sport, you know, NASCAR, anything else, we've taken all the precautions possible, but that's why it's an adrenaline-driven sport.
And that was my next question is how do you stop, really? Because, and I mean, it actually is. Break it, and, then, yep. and then make those turns.
And that's a common question we've been answering, you know, since I've started this. We get a lot of traction with those screws, so it's almost like taking off on the dirt with the screws. You get a lot of traction, but then stopping doesn't happen. You can hit the brakes all you want. It takes you five times to slow down than what it normally does on the dirt or the asphalt racing.
Really?
So, yeah.
I'm talking with Ken Reamer. He's also known as the Stuntman. And, you know, they're going to be tomorrow night at the BMO, and it's December 14th. It's the World Championship Ice Racing Series. One thing I wanted to make sure, Ken, it's good for the whole family, right, to go? I mean,
absolutely.
Kids love it. And
absolutely. You know, you're going to see some young kids from 6 to 10 years old riding their little bikes that tour with us, that go all over the United States with us and do this. We want to encourage kids, you know, to come down, and maybe this is something they want to do in the future. You know, with the kids' bikes, we do a lot of protection on the bikes and stuff. We got a program with Fly. We're going to be giving away some goggles to the kids, you know, because Fly is you know, we think top in the industry as far as protecting the kids.
Sure.
With all their gear, whether it be their helmet, their goggles, you know, their boots.
Okay, you got to answer a question for me. I read, you know, in your release that there is a limbo. I can't wait to hear this.
Yep.
This should be good.
So we are the innovators of the motorcycle limbo. You know, we decided let's do something that no one else has done. And that's what we tried to do with this series. And everybody that comes down and watches tomorrow night, you're going to see that this is something that you will not see anywhere else. You cannot see what we do anywhere else except for at World Championship Ice Racing. And that's why we do call it the greatest spectacle on ice. So with that being said, the limbo. Imagine the limbo.
Yeah.
Just like you picture the limbo. What the
right.
motorcycle's got to do is come in. They got to tip down on their side.
Okay.
And get lower and lower as the bar goes down. They got to make it around a turn and keep the bike upright and come past the start-finish line to go on to the next round.
Who thought of this?
You know, there was a couple of us. Yeah, there was a couple of us.
Is there the limbo?
There was a couple of us joking around about it, and we came out and you know, and I talked to the guys and we said, let's do this. You know, let's try this.
Oh my gosh.
So Jeremy Orr and Austin Greenland, they have absolutely killed it. I think Jeremy's down to like 32 inches. And so basically what he's doing is he's got the handlebars laying on the ice, sliding across the ice, and then he's got to bring the bars back to him a little bit and then throw the bike back up.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to be there to see it.
That
to
is
believe
so
it.
Cool. Now it's going to start, what, at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
And so I do, this is going to be a blast. I mean, if you've, you know, never seen this, it really is a cool event. It's the World Championship Ice Racing Series. I want to thank you guys for bringing it here to the BMO. That's really cool. I know you live up the road. Are you on the road a lot all over the United States?
Yeah, this time of year, we're all over the United States. You know, we'll be heading out to Reading, Pennsylvania next. Then we come back and we'll be in Michigan, Ohio, Iowa, all over the place.
Ken, that is really something. I mean, it really is that you guys are able to do this, and it should be a lot of fun. People, by the way, they can get tickets at the door if they haven't.
Yeah,
had
they can
a
get tickets at the door. Kids starting at 9:50.
Yeah, that's,
you know, we want the kids there. We want the kids there. We really do. And another thing for the kids too, we also have World Championship Ice Racing on Facebook. Yeah, there it is right there.
I just saw.
So World Championship Racing on Facebook. So the kids, bring the kids down.
Yeah.
They can pick their favorite driver from Rockford.
Right.
The first round. And then you can follow us through the whole series. We're very avid on Facebook and make sure everybody knows what's going on from round to round. So the kids can come down, pick their favorite rider. Like I said, the competition is going to be crazy. In the bikes alone, in the last few years, we've had three different world champions. They're all going to be here.
That is wild.
Same thing with the quads.
Now, do you still drive then?
So no? The last couple of years, I'm proud to say, you know, for the series for a long time, I was in the top three every year.
Yeah.
Because of promoting.
That's what I wondered.
Doing some of my other stuff that I do in the show, I haven't been racing as much. Tomorrow night, we're on a brand new Wrath Racing quad. Daryl Rath won the world on a couple years ago. And for the first time, I'm going to hit the ice with it tomorrow
night. I was
going
to say, let me guess.
And,
he's going.
Yeah, and in front of my hometown crowd. And, you know, essentially this is hometown because we're only an hour away.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what we can get done. So
that is really cool. I mean, and, you know, you're promoting, you're traveling, you brought it back close to home, especially around the holidays. This is really so cool.
Yeah.
And how do you find time to do everything? I mean, you're talking about movies, TVs, you're talking about doing this. I mean,
I got to be honest, that's a common question. And that I am asked by everybody between the fire department
sure.
And my regular business and the racing business and stuff. Christy and I don't have kids. This is something that Christy and I didn't start racing quads till we got together back in 2010.
Okay.
So this is something that her and I have done together
wow.
the whole time, grown it. And this
cool.
series right now, it's run by her and I. It's a team effort. I can't do what she does. She doesn't do what I do.
Right.
And it's a team deal. And because we don't have kids,
sure.
we got a little more time. And it's what we do, you know. At times, it gets very exhausting, you know, because we are on the road a lot. You know, we'll work all week, Friday night, jump on a plane, fly out. Nick Humphreys from Vito Express, he drives a semi. He gets a semi there for us, however long it takes to get to that destination. And we make it happen, you know. When you have a great team, great things happen. And we have a great team.
It's got to be, you put a lot, I mean, you're talking about getting everything there.
Yeah.
So many things behind the scenes.
There's a lot of working parts.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's amazing. For a 2.5 hour show,
yeah.
I bet you every 2.5 hour show, we got probably 50, 60 hours into it.
Oh, my gosh.
At least.
And then are these guys competing for prize money or trophies
What they're competing for is, number one, indoor championship.
Yeah.
You know, it's... These guys are proud of it. It's something to be proud of to come in and win an ice indoor championship. You also got a big trophy. It's an iconic aluminum big trophy stud on a marble base.
Wow.
The only way you can get that giant trophy is to come here and win one of our races. And then number three is for the money.
Yeah. You know? Very, very cool. You know, as a promoter, I wonder, and you two are amazing. I mean, really, you are putting all this together and doing what you
that.
Do. Do you ever look for, like, major sponsors? Maybe you have them. I don't know.
Absolutely. You know, that's what keeps the series going these
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
You know, and we are in search of some major sponsors. And, you know, we've been growing as a series since we've been doing it. And we are on the lookout for some sponsors and some people to stand behind us and people we can support in their companies as a part of the series. So
it is really what a cool deal. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Welcome back to Stateline Business First with Dean Irvin on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Welcome back. I'm Dean Irvin. He's Eric Jackson. Good to be with all of you. And tonight, our special guest, Ken Reamer. He's also known as the stuntman for Celebrity I've Ever. This is so cool. I'm not kidding. EJ, seriously, I'm going to, like, hang out with... I was okay going to hang out with the ice, you know, racing. Tells me he used to do bull riding and all the stunt things and burning, putting fire on him and... Lost me.
Yeah, you know. It's wild. Some of the stories that we've talked to in the first segment so far about, but some of the pictures also that we've seen
cool.
going around.
Yeah, and we want to thank Christy for...
And this is all tomorrow night at the BMO.
Yep, it really is. Tickets still available. So everybody, if you're making plans, you got to check this out. I mean, it's stuff like I've never seen. Ken, when I first heard we were going to do the interview, I thought, okay, maybe this is snowmobiling. I had no clue. I didn't know what was... But I've never even imagined something like this. This is really something really cool. So
thanks again for bringing it to Rockford.
Trying
to get it out there.
And what I'm amazed with, I mean, you two are the owners of this. You're young, and, you know, the work you have to put in, it's not just doing the show. We were talking about it. All the behind-the-scenes things that you have to do to get ready for a show.
A lot of working parts.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? When did you start, I guess, for... being a daredevil, I mean, not afraid to do some of these things.
It's
have you
funny,
always been
you know,
like that?
And yeah, in the story that we kind of, and we'll have to get the link out there for
you
to watch the video
from
the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. My mom is going to be there tomorrow night. It's going to be the first ISO she's seen because, you know, we've always been so far away.
Right.
But my mom, growing up with, my mom spent with me in the emergency room once a year at least. You know, since I was, I don't know, young, 5, 6 years old, I was in the emergency room at least once a year.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then every time she got the phone call, she'll tell you after a while, it was just like, oh, what do you do now?
Wow.
And so.
And you were a stuntman, you know, and we talked about in some of the movies. What makes a good stuntman?
You know, I guess a lot of different stunt guys have their specialties. you know, I guess a good stuntman has to do with the ability to do what they're asked to do in that particular movie. You know, we could talk about all night about the stuff that I've been able to do. And
were you driving, or what were you doing in the stunts? I mean, have you done
many different things? Rick LaFever has got me involved in, you know, everything from little fight scenes to driving cars to back in the day, Prison Break. Prison Break, I doubled Wentworth Miller, and it was everything from doing some underwater stuff to anything that puts the actor in danger is where the stuntman gets.
Doesn't that say anything to you, Ken? You seem like a really good guy.
Hey, right. We don't want to put this guy in danger.
If we kill him off, we'll just get another one.
Christy, no. I mean, does Christy not worry about all of that now that you two?
It's just been really cool. Like the last couple of years, like
what's she
going to
say? No, I don't care.
Yeah, right. On Chicago PD, I finally got to do a four-wheeler jump, and Christy got to come down and hang out with the cast and crew and stuff. And I did this four-wheeler jump where I was running from the cops and stuff. Back in November this year, October, I did a scene in Deep Woods where I had to roll a four-wheeler. And it was one of those things when you said, you know, everybody has their specialties. Because of what I do on four-wheelers, I was able to roll that four-wheeler by making chassis adjustments and doing things easier than I feel the normal guy could. Wow. You know, by making chassis adjustments and we did a few little things, I came in about 20 miles an hour, rolled that four-wheeler, stayed on it, and let it roll over the top of me, and walked away. It's, you know, everybody has their specialties and their way of doing things, and
I once ate three jelly donuts. If you ever see a scene they need that, call me. We're right. Friends now.
Yeah. Right, right. So
I'm amazed. I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's like, really?
You know, and then on the other hand, like, I'm not a huge Taekwondo guy. So sometimes some of these really big fight scenes, I'm not as good at. You know, but I have my specialties in motorsports and a lot of other things that Rick puts me in. And which I'm privileged to be a part of Midwest Stunts, the team out of Chicago. And,
oh, my gosh.
And so.
Wow. Well, you've got that. You've had that going. And then the World Championship Ice Racing Series. And am I correct? The best drivers in the world are going to be here tomorrow night?
The best of the best.
Yeah, that is so cool.
The best of the best. There is some guys that signed up for the race, and they found out who was going to be there, got a little intimidated. And but, yeah, the best of the best. Like I said. Our past three world champions, Jeremy Orr, Jake Mattia, three-time world champion, alternate for the X Games for flat track, and Josh Shoup, you know, all world champions, are all going to be here tomorrow night.
Wow.
Captain Kirk Chaney, been with the series for longer than I have. Another one, he raced Flint last week, and we went out there and watched some of the guys, did phenomenal. The racing is going to be so tight because the skill level is, they're all good. So to see where this is going to end up tomorrow night in the first round going into this year is going to be more exciting than it's ever been.
Kenny, do you mind if I call you Kenny? We're friends.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Now that we're partners in this stuff.
Absolutely.
You like the way I just did that? I want to act like
right
we're
going to
save this. Like, hey, Kenny, he's my buddy. You know what? I'll be the guy tomorrow night at the BMO. I'm going to this thing and have a big sign. Kenny's my
That's
friend.
That's my bro.
That's right there. Kenny, and you'll be going, who is that guy? But no. How many races are in the series?
So this year there's going to be about eight races.
Okay.
Our schedule will be out on World Championship Ice Racing on Facebook. And then we also have icespeedway.com is our website. So
this is like the coolest thing I've ever heard.
And then one thing, so with the kids too, they can pick their favorite driver. Not only can they go on Facebook and follow their favorite rider through the rest of the series, but tomorrow night after the race, all the riders are going to be up in front where everybody comes in, signing autographs. So if you come, bring your kids.
Yeah.
At the end, when you guys are exiting, go see your favorite driver, get his autograph, talk to him before you guys head off for the night.
That is so cool. Pick Kenny, because I'm telling you, you just are that competitive guy.
I really are.
You hate to lose, don't you?
I hate to lose.
I know that.
I'm getting a little older now.
Do you cry when you lose? Cry baby.
Do I cry? Oh, I'm a baby.
Baby.
You know,
yeah.
You know. You know, not in front of everybody, but I go whine like a little girl.
I don't,
Christy,
yeah,
you know?
I'll bet you,
you know,
do.
It's, you know, I hate to lose. Tomorrow night is going to be hard. I'm going to be on a new quad. That quad is won the world before, but he had the man. on a mission, Mr. Daryl Rath, which Daryl's won and done everything. So it's exciting to be back to race in front of the family and stuff. But we got some fast guys. We got on in the quad side of things. We got Tyler Allen from Madison. Mm-hmm. He's really dominated a lot of the races that.
What's
that
the
he's
secret
been
to
in.
Winning a race? Do you have to get out in front quick, or is
you want to get a hole shot? And then once you get the hole shot, you know, it's who can make it around the rink the fastest, number one. Number two, a lot is set up. Know your setup. You know, you can have a big engine. A big engine will make you go fast, but it necessarily won't get you around the oval. You got to have suspension. You got to have a good setup to also
get
you
around. Do you have people
that
work on all this stuff for you then?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Eric, could you do this? Because I'm going to set you up where you race against these guys.
I did the X200 last year, and that wasn't too pretty.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to let them probably.
I can't imagine. I mean, this is like some serious some racing. I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and again, it is so cool, and I love that you and Christy, you know, brought it here to the BMO. And you know, the other thing I think people need to know, it's good for the whole family. I mean, the kids are going to go nuts.
They are going to go nuts.
They're going to go crazy. I've never seen, you know, anything like this. This is unbelievable.
So this morning we were there and they're like, everybody's like, how are you guys supposed to race on this, you know, 85 by 200?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Ice. You know, now, not only is it a tight area, you know, but we're going to be going 0 to 60 in 3 seconds down those straightaways, number one. Number two, in the heat races, there's going to be four guys.
Still don't
guys.
Know how you turn. How do you turn when you
four
go that
guys
fast
in the
in
heat
seconds.
Race. There's a lot. You're going to see Tyler Allen do it a little bit different than you're going to see some of the other guys do it, you know. We also got Blaine Stegna out of South Dakota, which he's just a dirt champion out there, and he's going to come and race with us too. But now put four guys racing together out of control, and at the very end for the LCQ in the final, put eight guys out there with essentially chainsaws for tires that are going super fast with high-performance quads, can't stop, it gets a little out of control.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I'll tell you, the Zamboni guy's going to be making a little bit of extra overtime.
It's going to be unbelievable.
I don't think these Zamboni guys like us very much when we come into town and tear up their ice.
Well, you know, and is it like this in every arena? I mean, are they just regular arenas? They're not extra big or?
No, all the same everywhere we go.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is amazing. Again, it's the World Championship Ice Racing Series. Ken and Christy were kind enough to come in and talk with us. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to start tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the BMO. And I will tell you this. If you go, I guarantee it'll be something you will never, ever forget. And you're going to become a fan. You'll be following it all over. And Ken, you know, amazing story. I mean, you've done a little bit of everything. I look at you thinking, oh, my gosh. You know, from stuntman to, you know, being in TV and movies and racing and riding bulls and, you know, what do you do in your downtime?
My downtime.
Is there a sleep?
you know, there isn't much downtime.
I would think not. You guys, and you're on the road all the time for the most part, right?
Yeah, we're on the road a lot.
Thank you for picking this venue, by the way, for this time of year. That's really neat. You said your family's going to be coming down?
Yeah, for the first time, my family's going to be here.
Does that put extra pressure on you?
It does, a little bit.
Yeah.
It does, a little bit. Family coming to see what we work so hard to do.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I got a twin brother.
Does he race?
No. So we do the fire department thing together. We grew up playing hockey together. We grew up on a water ski team. We had a local water ski team that
sure
we grew up did. Since we were 8 years
Is
old.
Is there anything you can't do?
Yeah, there's lots I can't do.
Okay.
But and we did that together. Yeah. And then, but he's never done the racing thing, but he's always supported me. So when I do the fire stunts and stuff, and if there's any way he can be there, he's there. So.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, it's really, really something. And by the way, thank you for your service as a fireman, too.
Thank you very much.
I mean, that's hero stuff. I mean, that really is. I give all you guys
I appreciate that. It gets harder and harder. I'm around as much as I can.
Sure.
You know, I got a pretty busy schedule, but
I mean, that's some serious stuff.
I do as much as I can.
You guys are running into that danger, so thank you very much.
Thank you
for doing that. That's really cool. What else do you want people to know?
just how cool. We call this the greatest spectacle on ice. And a few different reasons is it is the greatest spectacle on ice because, number one, I guarantee when you come and see this, you've never seen anything like it before.
No, it sounds
and
cool.
And I sure hope you want to come back and see it. You know, a couple questions that we're commonly asked is, you know, as far as other racing, you know, we only do 4 and 6 laps. Well, we're starting out with 2.5 inches of ice. So we've got to do this whole, you know, spectacle with 2.5 inches of ice. We got chainsaws for tires ripping it up all night long. So the heat races are going to be 4 laps. They're going to get 2 qualifying races. The best or the top 4 in qualifying are going to go to the front row of the main. The next 8 in qualifying are going to go to the LCQ. The rest, unfortunately, are going to go home. Tomorrow night, we are going to have the biggest pro field we've had in 2 years. And these guys are all good. There's going to be like 22 or 23 pro riders in the quad division. If you get a first and a first in both your heats, you still don't go to the main. Hmm. Four of them are going to the LCQ. If you get a 1 and a 2 in your heats, only 2 of you are going to go to the LCQ, and the rest are going home.
Wow. Huh.
It's going to be an extremely competitive field tomorrow night. And then add the limbo all on top of it. You know,
you guys have really, what I love about this, I mean, the racing is beyond cool. I mean, that's really something. But you have done some other things to just really make the fans, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so yeah. Neat. Yeah. I do encourage everybody, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, get there a little bit early, and you are going to just be blown away by this event.
You know what this is good for, too? There's a lot of people who go to the Rockford Speedway, Sycamore down here. This is good for that early Christmas present, that early present.
Good.
To try to get that out of the way because there's not going to be a lot of traveling. There's not going to be a lot of going out for a lot of families here. So if you know a racing fan in your life, this is something that you're going to want to do.
Oh, absolutely. There's a big break before you. And I've raced down at Sycamore Speedway.
Yeah.
You know, they do a lot of cool racing down there. And so there's kind of a big break, right? And that's why what's so cool about this series is the guys want to stay in shape. So they get off riding with the dirt, and then they hop on and do the ice thing all winter long. And then as soon as we're done ice racing, they go back and hit Daytona, and the quad guys hit the big TT tracks and go right back to racing.
That's unbelievable.
Kind of keeps them in check. And
I had just heard about ice racing for the first time over the summer. We had Paul Menard on. Of course, you mentioned you're from Burlington. Paul Menard is a retiring NASCAR driver, if the listener's not sure, from up in Eau Claire. He mentioned that he was doing some ice racing, and I thought that that was the craziest thing when he was on his way up. Yep. And so I said, wow, I didn't realize that this was a thing in Wisconsin. And now with you bringing it down here, it sounds like a crazy event. But I'm wondering, how long has this been going on for? How long?
So this is significant, you know, that I ended up joining the series. So I shouldn't say this because I'll give away my age, but it's been going on since 1976.
Okay.
This series has, you know, and so
I'm trying to think which wife I was with then.
and so it started out with speedway bikes.
Okay.
You know, there's some guys that came over from Europe, and Gary Densford got them going and got them going on the speedway bikes. Then it transferred over to the 450s. You know, the whole four-stroke, when four-stroke became huge and not only flat track but motocross and such forth. And then they added the four-wheelers in. And then basically when we took over the series and we got into it, we wanted to add a lot of other stuff, some other stunts that we do in other cities.
Yeah, I'm looking at the fire here.
The limbo. You know, we want to add many different spectacles to
it. You guys always have something going on, that's for sure.
Yeah. And tomorrow night, our announcer, Scotty Dubler, he's the voice of American Flat Track. When you think of American Flat Track, he's the voice.
Christy, too.
He's going to be announcing.
Yeah. Does Christy go on with you at all? Can we get her a mic real quick, EJ? You know me. Yeah, everybody's a target when I'm. So, Christy, first of all, thank you for coming down, and thanks for keeping Ken in somewhat of one piece. Again, what else do you want people to know?
We actually have Ryan S. coming out as well. He is a motorcycle stunt rider who actually had lost his leg in a motorcycle accident. So he does motorcycle stunts for our halftime show. So he'll be out there doing wheelies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's got 4 Guinness Book World Records. Since he's lost his leg, he's achieved these Guinness Book World Records. The fastest wheelie on ice, it's like 117 miles an hour. The longest stoppy, where you're stopping essentially on your front tire. How far can you go on your front tire? He created another Guinness Book World Record last year on the ice with us. In a wheelie, he's spinning these little circles, and how many circles can he do in a row? So it's amazing what he's overcome with his injury to keep his love of doing what he does on a sport bike and what he's achieved. It's amazing, and he's done a phenomenal job.
Again, I encourage everybody to get down there. Ken, I want to thank you. You have been just absolutely wonderful. And Christy, thank you so much. See, we got you on the air, too. You know,
it's hard to get her on the microphone.
Yeah, I know,
so,
but
good job.
Thank you so much.
What is the website again, Ken?
The website is icespeedway.com.
Okay.
And the Facebook is World Championship Ice Racing.
Perfect.
God, and I love this. This is like the coolest thing ever.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I'm really serious. I mean, you know, this is really going to be a fun night. And as you know, Eric, I don't do a lot of promoting of events. This one is for real. I love this. I mean, you know, and I guess I see things that you guys are doing that, you know, there is no way in the world most people can do this. I started to say me, but I would say 95% of people couldn't do what you guys are doing.
Higher.
And you, 96.
Okay.
Higher, 97. Gosh, all right, whatever. And you know what? You are just such a great guy. I mean, you guys, no wonder you make a great team.
Well, again, I appreciate it. You know, we're not a big company. It's her and I.
Yeah.
Taking a love for racing and trying to take it to the next level. So,
guys, you'll never know how much I appreciate you guys coming down and talking with us. And, you know, I just want to see a nice crowd tomorrow night. And, you know, they'll be thrilled. Again, you're not going to meet nicer people than Ken and Christy Reamer. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast. I thank you guys so much. Thank you for coming in and all the stuff that they do. For Ken and Christy, I want to thank Eric for running the controls as always. Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again next week. I guess Monday is our next week, right? I don't work tomorrow, do I?
We've got girls basketball that night, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, so we've got a game then. The Ice Hawks coming up at 6 o'clock, speaking of the BMO.
Okay, very cool.
So stay
tuned
for
that. Got a lot of stuff going on, and the Bears on Saturday. Go Bears. You know, I don't even know. Is the other team they're playing even in the NFL? I don't even know.
They're a step above now. Yeah.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers will not make it through the game. It's my prediction.
I hope that that's wrong.
No, it's true.
I really hope
Danica's
that that's wrong.
Going to be there. She is from Illinois, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to, as a Bear fan.
She's from this area, isn't she?
Yeah, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Not very far.
Yeah.
About 10, 15 miles. You know, but again, should be a great game. I want to thank you
It'll
all
come
for
down
listening.
To the wire.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Bears will lose. Ken and Christy, thank you so much. As always, Trubisky. He's starting to get on my nerves. I got to be honest. You know what? Every time I look at Mahomes, I just want to cry.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, we didn't
too,
need an MVP. Forget it. But I do want to thank my special guest. Please, tomorrow night, get to the BMO. 7 o'clock it starts. You're going to have the time of your life. Give your family our best
because
I know it's going to be fun.
Ken, thank you.
All right. We'll be back Monday with a whole lot.